me first about Mr. Krippner.
Oh, Mr. Krippner?
Yes.
At the time, Border Patrol stopped him. Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Yes. Did Mr. Krippner make any statements to Border Patrol or to yourself?
Mr. Krippner made statements to us. As far as Border Patrol, I'm not too sure on that.
Okay, what statement did he make to you?
He advised that he knew that he was going to be transporting the marijuana. He advised he was going to get paid to transport it.
Did he tell you who was paying?
Yes.
Him to transport the marijuana?
Yes.
And who do you say was paying him?
Mr. Clayton.
And did he say, and what else did he tell you?
After that, he said that that the only reason he joined the church was because he would get away with it, with transporting and using the marijuana.
Did he tell you who recruited him into the church?
Yes, he was baptized, I believe, 2 days before the incident, Mr. Clayton's.
He was baptized into this church?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the church?
Church of Covenants.
For purposes of refreshing your memories, Cognizance?
Yes.
And did you find any documentation regarding or that corroborated Mr. Krippner's statement regarding this baptism?
Yes, I did find what looks and appears to be a baptism certificate.
Did you investigate as to who was renting the Chrysler that Mr. Krippner was driving?
According to Mr. Krippner, Mr. Quaintance had deposited some money into an ATM account, credit card, and Krippner's cousin had rented the vehicle for him.
For what purpose?
Mr. Krippner said that his cousin was under the impression that Krippner was going to go visit his girlfriend and was not aware of their illegal activity.
You spoke to Mr. Krippner's cousin?
No, sir.
Did someone in law enforcement speak to Mr. Krippner's cousin?
This information was passed on to Arizona DEA, and eventually will.
But Mr. Krippner didn't deny that he was transporting and being paid to transport the marijuana?
No, sir.
I'm sorry. Is it your testimony that Mr. Krippner's cousin thought that Mr. Krippner was going to use the vehicle to go visit Mr. Krippner's girlfriend?
That's what Mr. Krippner had told us in the beginning. He said that his cousin had rented the vehicle for the purpose of him visiting his girlfriend.
And had Mr. Krippner been paid by Mr. Quaintance to transport at this time?
No, not yet.
Were there, let me ask you about two-way radios. Was that found?
Yes. Those Audiovox two-way radios, one was found in the minivan, the other one was found in the gray vehicle.
And what channel were they tuned to?
They were both set to channel 6.
What significance does that have?
To me, that would be that they're the only ones able to communicate in that frequency.
In other words, they can communicate with each other on frequency or channel 6.
Yes, radio communication.
Have you moved the dial over of one of those radios to channel 7? Would communication be possible?
No.
Now, subsequent to Mr. Quaintance's arrest, did he make any statements?
That's when Mr. Quaintance said that he's got the right to possess it and transport it, the marijuana.
Did he say anything else?
Well, Mr. Quaintance was advised several times of his rights, and again, he said that he had the freedom of speech and he wanted to talk.
And what did he say?
Well, he kept talking, saying that he belongs to a church group, which is Sacrament is marijuana, and therefore he's got the right to transport it, use it, and possess it.
Did he identify the marijuana in Mr. Krippner's car?
He would not. According to his words were, I'm not going to fess up to it, admit ownership of it, but he had the right to possess it and transport it.
So that he wasn't the owner, but he was possessing and transporting it?
Yes.
Pass the witness.
Did he actually say he was the owner of the marijuana that you found in the vehicle, or did he simply say, I have the right to own or possess marijuana?
No, sir. He said, I am not the owner. He never claimed ownership, but he says I have the right to possess it and transport it.
Okay, so that we're clear, the marijuana that was found in those two vehicles, Mr. Quaintance never said, that's mine.
Never came out of his mouth. that way.
That's what I meant when I said Mr. Quaintance never said that.
Yeah, he never admitted ownership.
Okay. He did, however, tell you that he was the head of a church.
Yes.